life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. Life can be overwhelming, but also quite breathtaking. Join our host, Josiah Carrick, as we follow a freshman, a sophomore, a junior, and a senior, each experiencing life's joys and challenges here at Cedarville University. We can have hope through everything because Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
What is up?
You're back.
I am. It's been what feels like 7 years.
Well, it's only been about a month. Actually, it's day 419 for you.
Okay.
So that's including the break. So you took...
That feels like cheating to include the break in there. But
well,
like...
it'll get to 1,000 sooner than you know it. So tell me about break. You talk about in your journal entry how you went up to Cleveland and then went back to Alabama.
Yeah. As I've mentioned before briefly, Cleveland has been home, and over the summer, my parents moved down to Alabama to start a new mission. So it was kind of a frustration. I didn't think I was going to be able to go back to Cleveland and see friends and family, but my parents were like, hey, we're going to have to come up here to Cedarville to pick you up from school anyways. Why don't we just go the extra 2.5 hours up to Cleveland and stay with Grandma for a week and be able to just see people? And that was really good. Also, it was the first time in a long time I've been up in Cleveland without the responsibility of having a job. So it was just being able to tune in to younger me, you know, with the summer vacation feeling. And I didn't get to see everybody or hang out with everyone I wanted to, but I got to go back to church, our church on Sunday, and that was great. I really miss it there. Got to see family. My brother flew up from Alabama too, so he got to be up there with us for a while. Just got to meet up with a couple people. One of my friends from Cedarville is actually in Cleveland, and I found out. So it was really fun.
When was the last time you saw anyone from Cleveland?
Probably would have been the summer.
Okay, not too long of a break.
Not too long, but it would have felt really weird if we didn't get to see them over Christmas, because I think last year I was up there for fall break, but not Thanksgiving. So that much longer would have been okay, this is strange.
Yeah. All right, tell me about school. You say, quote, it's a mixed bag for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I did get slammed with the hardest syllabus shock I've ever gotten. I'm taking 16 credits, which doesn't seem like that much, and I know it's not that much. But some of the classes I'm in for the credits that they are giving me require what seems like a disproportionate amount of work. So I'm like...
I understand that.
Oh no, I'm going to have to be doing research for this entire week, plus read 3 books... and then 2 other books for the other class, and then that ongoing assignment for, yeah. I mean, it's cool. That's what's going to happen. But
and you're taking some upperclassmen courses too, right?
Yes.
Not just 2,000 level as a sophomore.
No, I'm taking some 300s, which might be a mistake, but hey, we'll find out. I haven't died yet. So yeah, school, the physical part of school is going to be a little harder this year. And then... coming back in from break, I was like, I got to that point during break, was like, okay, I miss my people. I want to come back. But that was also a little bit of uncertainty because I think the last time we talked, it was not necessarily the best spot it could have been. So coming back in, I was like, I don't know what it's going to be like. But over break, I definitely had some time to reconnect with God, I guess. Not reconnect, he's always there. To tune better into God. Spent more time in his word and in prayer and just kind of that commitment coming in where I was like, I don't want this to be like last semester. I know that I'm to blame for my attitude, for my thoughts, for a lot of it. So it's like I'm coming in and I'm a little uncertain with how things are going to be. I'm going to face it head on. And so...
is that blame, shame, guilt?
I think it's responsibility.
You're able to put that on yourself.
Not all of it is my fault.
Okay.
There's a lot of things with friends that I was like, I don't know why this is out of my control.
Yeah.
But in the senses of how my attitude is, how my overthinking is, the way I get into my own mind sometimes and convince myself of things, I have to take responsibility for that. So I'm not saying it's all of it is in my head, but I have to own up to the fact that there is some of it that my mind has made worse and I need to face that. If I'm coming back in and things are going to be the same on their end, things have to change on my end if anything's going to change. So... coming into school and seeing friends and stuff, it was pretty good. We went up to snow camp, was a Mukapa event thing we did. That was pretty fun. But that also took a bit of a U-turn back with some of the friendship dynamics, some of the group dynamics, some of stuff like that. I can't really talk about it in detail. Definitely brought up some feelings of loneliness, and I don't know where I'm standing with people.
How is that possible when you're surrounded by tens and tens of people?
It's in the sense that Well, snow camp especially was a trigger last year. It was the way that my close friend group became a close friend group. We came in not knowing each other really well, and we came out, okay, we want to be friends. And we did a lot last year. And over last semester, that friend group has kind of dissipated and kind of scattered. And so going into snow camp, I was like, I know it's not going to be the same as last year. I have to recognize that. But I also didn't expect it to be this different. It felt like, I mean, I was definitely blessed by friendships. I know I still have friendships, like even in Mucapa, some really close friends. But that group, I don't have a group anymore. And it's hard because I know I'm seeing now a lot of people in Mucapa do have one, and it's great. God's good to them, and he's giving really good, solid friendships. It's just, it was really hard for a while to be like, okay, this was us last year, and now I'm on the outside again.
You would think that it'd be more developed for you as well, just because you're an officer.
Yeah. I'm not really sure how that works, or if that's a factor in some of it.
Do you think that you being on an elevated platform might have made some of these relationships more formalized?
It might. I think it hasn't touched my friendships with the sophomores, but like,
that's good.
Some of the beginning friendships I've been trying to make with the freshmen, which is where a lot of the changes come in, you know, new students, new group dynamics, everyone's trying to like make them feel at home, but feel welcomed, and then things kind of like start solidifying. So I'm wondering if maybe that has some of it. Like, I want to be a friend. I'm not necessarily going in like, oh, hey, I'm an old wise sage mentor. It's just like, I want to be a friend, and if I ever need to give advice, I'm going to give advice from the perspective of a friend who's gone through some things, not from the perspective of a sophomore or an officer who knows all the things, because like, I don't, and I don't want to be someone I'm not. So I don't know if maybe that's been some confusion to people, like, we don't know really what to do with you kind of thing, but I don't know. But it definitely did take a little bit of a reversal back to things, but I didn't want it to just stay there. Again, I'm like, okay, if something's not great, I don't want to just wallow in it. So I had some conversations like pretty soon after, clarifying some things like, okay, I want to do better with like pursuing these couple friendships, but like I feel like they're a little closed off. Well, here's someone I trust that knows them really well. I'm going to talk to them and be like, okay, like, well, do you know what's going on? Like, has there been anything that I've been doing? So I guess the difference is this time it's like I'm not going to let myself just wallow in loneliness and self-deprecation.
I think that's very wise of you.
It was a long road to get realize this, but yeah.
And you have another long road until the semester ends.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But at least sounds like you're on the right path, or at least you know where to start.
Mm-hmm. And also recognizing the fact that God has given me so many good friendships that even when the ones that feel like they're doubting are doubting or in flux, like I know people like you who have been like a steadfast friend for so long, or people like one of my best friends at Mucapa, who's also in my dorm, Isaac Lowry, like good, strong friends that I know will have my back. And I praise God for that. And so also, thank you for not just being a podcast host, but being a good friend.
Please, this podcast is about you, Ben, not about me. But you have some exciting news to talk about.
You don't want to bring this up.
I know you've been waiting for this.
You don't want to bring this up.
In the journal entry, you mentioned The Last of Us has now become a TV series.
Jerry, do we have time for 20 more minutes of podcast? Because I'm going to. Last of Us has become a TV series, and for any people who have had the blessing of not having to talk to me about this for the last week, I will now be telling you.
Oh my word.
The Last of Us was my favorite video game, my favorite story, like book, movie, TV, play, whatever, Last of Us wins. And I experienced it for the first time when I was like 13, 14. I watched a playthrough of it. I was able to play it about a year ago, like play through it again, held up, especially when you're actually playing the character. Then I played the sequel, and it's like, I've loved this franchise so much. And they announced a TV show, and I was like,
But you don't want it to get ruined.
Yeah, and then they were like, Pedro Pascal is going to play the main character. And I was like, oh, another grizzled dad character who has to take care of a younger person during an adventure. I think I've seen this one before, but like, sign me up. And yeah, it's kind of stinking awesome. Like, it's really good. Like, I get to review it for Cedars and maybe spoilers if my review's not up yet, but
oh,
I did
cool.
Give it a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, wow.
It's like the... in my opinion, one of the best adaptations of anything we've gotten so far.
So what prevents it from being a 10 if it's your favorite?
Well, there were only like, there were some small nitpicks about things.
Okay.
The overwhelming positive that I gave to it was exactly what I was saying to some friends beforehand I wanted it to be. It was the same story, but they changed up some details and some context of how you get there. So it felt like a remix of something you love instead of taking something you love and throwing it out the window to tell a new story.
Hmm.
So one or two of those little tweaks, I was like, I'm not sure if I'm there yet. But most of them, I was like, this is really cool. And it adds some great watchability. And I can tell, like, people like you, who I don't know if you like are familiar with The Last of
no,
Us.
No, I know nothing.
Yeah, I can tell you, like, go watch that show. It's great. And I can also say to, like, Davey, you know, our friend from The Giver, who loves The Last of Us, yo, I know you love this game. Still go watch that show, though.
Last thing, Ben, what is something that you are looking forward to most this semester?
I guess I'm looking forward to see, as cop-out an answer as it is, what God does with me. Growth, friendships, future, like stuff like that. Like, I'm trying to be more receptive to not just doing what I think is right in the moment, but like trying to discern what his will is and what I need to be doing. So I guess if I just distill it down, like, I'm looking forward to seeing how God grows me in friendships and hardships. And yeah, because I know it's not going to be smooth sailing. I know it's going to be probably a pretty rough semester, like all semesters are, because we're in a enclosed bubble of high stress and high social pressure 24/7. So there's no way that it's not going to be stressful, but I know God is going to use things in all of our lives to grow us. And so I want to be open to that.
Well said. I'm excited to see what happens throughout this semester, and I'm glad that you are able to talk about it here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, Ben, we'll check in 2 weeks.
All right, see you then.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Jer Mobley and Hannah Newman and edited by Nathan Freeman. I'm Josiah Carrick. Thanks for listening.